want to know why he must trial in Iran?
Yes, could the ex-Shah get a fair trial in Iran?
Okay, this is the rule that every criminal must have a trial and sent to the court in the place of the crime. That's the international rule. First, do the criminal action in Iran and kill and wounded hundreds of thousands of our people in Iran. And this is going to Iranian people to make decision about him. Of course, by the Islamic court, that is a fair court, and that is the international court. And of course, the international lawyers can come here and see how we will try.
Let me make sure I understood that. You said that you would welcome international lawyers to come to Tehran to observe the trial to make sure that the ex-Shah would get a fair trial. Is that what you said?
Uh-huh. Make sure that the ex-Shah have a fair trial. And of course, if the court, court, not American people, because we are not against the people in America. We are against the cartel and the government in the United States, because the government protects one of the criminal persons, and this is against of the rules.
Did I understand you to say that you have nothing against the people of the United States, but only against...
I don't want to do anything against the people in the United States. And this is directly going to the people in the United States, the American people, that push the government, impeach Mr. Carter. Why does Mr. Carter keep Shah in the United States in case of his illness? We are sure, and everybody sure, that he is not sick.
Okay, now I ask you, one man to another man, how do we stop this? How do we prevent this? How do the American hostages get released, and how do you get what you want? Because it is obvious that the President of the United States is not going to extradite the Shah to Iran for trial. What is the solution? What is the answer?
The only way that that makes the hostages release, case the hostages release, is the Shah sent by Tehran. That's the only way.
I share the disappointment of the American people that this rescue mission was not successful. And I also share the grief of our nation, because we had Americans who were casualties in this effort to seek freedom for their fellow citizens who have been held hostage for so long. But I also share a deep pride in the commitment and courage and the integrity and the competence and the determination of those who went on this mission. Our nation does face serious challenges, serious problems. And the meeting of those challenges and the solution of those problems require sacrifice. Sometimes we who are safe consider the sacrifices to be onerous. But I forgot those sacrifices when I looked into the face of these men who were not only willing but eager to give their lives as a sacrifice for others whom they did not know personally, but in a determination to grant freedom to them. Our goal in Iran is not to conquer, neither was theirs. Their goal was not to destroy, nor to injure anyone. As they left Iran, following an unpredictable accident during the withdrawal stage, with 8 of their fellow warriors dead, they carefully released, without harm, 44 Iranians who had passed by the site and who were detained to protect the integrity of the mission. This is in sharp comparison to the ghoulish action of the terrorists and some of the government officials in Iran in our embassy this weekend, who displayed in a horrible exhibition of inhumanity the bodies of our courageous Americans. This has aroused the disgust and contempt of the rest of the world and indicates quite clearly the kinds of people with whom we have been dealing.